His people wrote songs of Tung Mazu to be sung on the eve of battle. To them, he was an artist who painted in shades of scarlet and vermilion. Yet as time passed and Tung Mazu's atrocities grew more grotesque and less artful, his followers found themselves unable to sing those songs with any sense of heroic conviction. At last, the people found they could stomach their bloodthirsty lord no longer. They tried to cast him out, and so he repaid betrayal with betrayal. He gave his people to their darkest enemies and danced in the raining of their blood as throats were slit one by one. Those few that survived learned their lesson. They taught their children to fear the trickster god, to pay homage to him before each and every battle, lest he see to their bloody defeat. And in raising Tung Mazu to divinity with their tribute, they forged the lowliest and most vile of gods,